This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
This is the Gold Coast Triple M breakfast show you can hear at 92.5 out of our Broadbeach studios every day. No Ali, because not feeling great. I noticed that she did post, though. She did send us a text what she was drinking to make herself feel better, which was watermelon, frozen raspberries, lemon, mint, and coconut water. Do you reckon she'll be back tomorrow?
No, you don't drink that. That would make me crook. My stomach would throw that back up.
Yeah, I'd have to tip a bit of tequila in that.
Okay. Yeah, you got to have scotch or something in it.
Some real medicine.
Yeah. Oh,
well, get better, Ali.
Look, you know what? I was going to talk about me just surviving a natural disaster.
We were worried about you.
Absolutely. The earthquake in Melbourne, 3.8. I'm in Melbourne, and I thought that was it. I was gone for all money. But then I'm not, because, you know, I think, what is the best lolly in the world, Flan?
Oh. The best lolly in the world?
It's the best lolly.
I love the question. I'm going to go with sherbet.
Okay.
Sherbies. You know the ones? A little bit of a candy outside, and then they burst in your gob, and all of a sudden your head's exploding.
It's a party for your mouth, and everyone's invited.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like the Fantail. Absolute love the Fantail.
That's a very good
bit of a story.
Suggestion.
A bit of a story on
you
the
You mentioned
wrapper.
That. Fantail. Ready?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Oh.
Okay.
I've just had a Fantail.
Have you?
And I've got a Who Am I?
All right.
Okay.
Born in Sydney in 1964. Use your name as your buzzer.
Okay.
All right.
She's well known as a model, but is also a successful businesswoman.
Oh, I know.
Who?
Elle Macpherson.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Really?
Elle Doby, you are correct.
Doves. And also a little bit of a stalker to get it that quickly.
I do know probably too much about her. I do know.
Yeah, you know.
Elle Macpherson went to my formal.
Really?
Yeah. Who with?
With a bloke called Todd O'Reilly, I think.
He was a pretender.
No, he was. Oh, he's a very handsome devil, Todd, and I think he lived down in the Shire. And I think she was down that way as well at the time. So they kind of knew one another personally. Yeah.
Flan, you were mixing in some amazing
stuff. She wasn't Elle Macpherson then. That was just her name, but we didn't know it yet.
No, it's just still Elle Macpherson.
Mm.
Still the body.
Oh, look, everyone noticed.
Yeah.
We just didn't know what to call her.
Who else would she have been? Her name's, she's been Elle Macpherson since 1964.
No, I understand. But we didn't know that until about a year later she got famous.
At what part of the night did you notice Elle at your formal?
I don't know, but she wouldn't leave me alone. It was pretty embarrassing.
When you decide to crawl out from under the table.
I don't know where you get your information, mate, but it's pretty good.
Terrible.
Actually, who else? Okay. Our claim to fame then, yours was Elle Macpherson at your formal.
Yep.
Mine was Kylie and Danny Minogue lived 8 doors up.
Yeah, but also Spider Everett went to your formal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but no Kylie Minogue or Danny Minogue.
No, that's pretty good.
And they used to hang out with my sisters when they were in primary school.
In Hastings?
No, they were in
that's
Wanturna.
Pretty good. That's
Wanturna
pretty good.
South.
Okay.
Elle Doby, start dropping the names.
No, I'm just
this
thinking.
Bloke. He knows
after,
everyone.
The year after we left school, a mate of mine started dating the actress that played Miranda in Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Oh, wow.
Yes. No, what was her name?
Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
Miranda,
my God.
Miranda!
At the end, they just walk into a crack in the rock and that's the end of the movie.
I know, but...
I want my $11 back,
spooky,
please.
Spooky music, though. Very spooky. So that's kind of my claim to fame.
Good, eh? Okay. Actually, Al's got a bit of information on one of the celebs that you went to school with.
Oh.
And I thought it was fascinating because...
Who was
it? You found out what James Rain charges for private gigs.
Oh, yeah, it's a little X-y.
Yeah. But listen to this, Spide. Can I have a guess?
I don't want to.
Yeah, go on.
No.
You won't reveal.
You'd find this out if you rang his agent. It's not a big deal.
Okay, righto.
I reckon, personally, I'd say 12.
Okay.
10 to 12.
I reckon you're around the right money.
You are on the money-ish. Yeah,
but it is James Rain, and it is the former lead singer of Australian Core.
No, mate, it's absolutely. Yeah, it'd be a brilliant experience, but for 5 songs at your house. So,
this was for my brother who's turning 60 next year. Had an idea that,
they
you know,
checked
because
it out.
There was that Mount Eliza connection. Anyway, so
hang on. You would officially, if he said that money, you would have had kittens.
I would. No, that's not happening.
Would you sell Daisy to get James Rain to play? for your birthday?
No, I wouldn't.
But it was 10 grand for five songs. It's two grand a song.
But hey, that's okay. Plan B is Cam Daddo, who is a mate of my brother's. And Cam is a very good guitarist.
Is that right?
Yeah. So.
I think he's a country music singer.
I'm going to hit up Cam. Say, mate, can you play five songs?
Yeah, that's right. So if we see Cam's work.
And make the fifth song a chisel cover.
I bet you by the end of it, Flan, you're going to get a Jetstar flight down to his brother's 60th to play guitar.
Give September, the first week of September next year. Keep it free.
I'll give you five songs for a Kit Kat and a can of Coke.
Anyway, here we go with the Flan Alley and Spider podcast. Oscar buzz, all things Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We get that coming up. Spider, you're spraying the apprenticeship program around the country.
Absolutely.
Foods you hated as a kid. We'll get to that as well. And name that year. First up, though, we gave away a couple of $1,000 last week, so let's get some questions for both games tomorrow, 6:30 a.m. and 7:45 a.m., the 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minutes.
Yeah, I'll give you four, and then the fifth one, I just want to ask you a question about to see if we put it in or not. But, okay, here we go. What cocktail consists of coconut milk, rum, and pineapple?
Fluffy duck.
Pina colada.
Flan, correct. Pina colada.
Yeah, baby. Oh, and my mum said I'd never learn anything in a bar.
All right. The colour orange, is it true or false? The colour orange was actually named after the fruit orange.
True.
Yes, it is true.
Is that right?
It is true. Yeah. It is true.
I did not know that.
Okay. Was Lego founded in the 1930s or the 1950s?
Yeah.
I reckon 1930s.
Correct.
Oh, hey! Good job, Flan. That's good.
Okay.
You know how I got that answer? I thought it was the 50s, and I thought, nah, you'd be wrong.
Yeah. Okay. What soft drink was invented during World War II?
Sarsaparilla?
It's definitely not Coca-Cola.
No.
Dr. Peppers?
No.
No. Fanta?
Yes.
No way.
Oh. Yep, Fanta. So you might want to give him a choice. And this was the fifth question, but I didn't know if we wanted...
My sister used to call me Flanta when I drank it because my tongue would go all orange.
Yeah, well, there you go. And also, I didn't know if we were going to put this one in there, Al, but what animals breathe through their butt?
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay. Through their backside.
NRL players?
Correct. No, it's turtles, but we probably
turtles
won't have that
breathe
one in
through
there.
Their bum.
Oh, yes.
Hey, never giving them a leg up.
Imagine doing mouth to mouth.
No. Okay. There it is.
You'd be shell shocked.
Good luck for tomorrow's 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute. Here it is, the Flan Alley and Spider podcast.
Heck, can I just ask, how do they breathe through their bum?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't know, but if you want to suffocate them, you can do it with one digit.
You are terrible.
You have your finger on the pulse, mate.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Every Monday, we cross to Tinseltown to TV land, and he's got the latest on Sharapova, also the supermodel Heidi Klum, the ACA fight between Ali Langdon and also Tracy. There's a big dispute going on there. And also, very interesting, the most complained about TV show, but there's only one person in Tinseltown that
Who
knows
it
all. We love it. Welcome to Triple M, Oscar Buzz. What's up, Buzz?
I'm Oscar Buzz, and you isn't. Heidi Klum has had a wardrobe malfunction. Oh, for God's sake. When doesn't she? Call me when she wears something that stays over the girls. They're always in the front window. She was at the Amtar Gala at Cannes. The A-list crowd was there. Kate Beckinsale. What is left of Rebel Wilson. And Leonardo DiCaprio was on his own because clearly it was past his girlfriend's bedtime. Heidi Klum has also shared a photograph of her at Easter for her 11 million Instagram followers where she was just wearing bikini bottoms and rabbit ears, which has caused a rampant outbreak of dyxomatosis. I say this to you, put some clothes on, you're 50 years of age. Klumbaya, my lord. Let's talk TV and Ali Langdon and the Tracy Grimshaw feud. Jinkies, Tracy Grimshaw has finally spoken as to why she didn't hug Ali Langdon on the way out of the ACA job. And it's because she says they hadn't announced it yet, and if she had hugged Ali Langdon and nobody else, then everyone would know. What garbage! Settle it the old way, girls! Into the mud, scum queens! Stop the presses! Tennis superstar Maria Sharapova is a brunette now. She looks completely different. In fact, I thought it was the lead singer from the Black Crowes. Anyway, the collars and cuffs don't match. Hold the front page! And then the TV show receiving the most number of complaints in the world is called Open House. It's where 15 people in open relationships all have mass cuddles. They've received so many complaints. This one came in on Twitter. I'm reporting this filth. I'd better watch next week to see if it gets any worse. Jinkies! There hasn't been this many complaints since another performer played a piano with his Johnson. You know what? That's pretty okay given he's using his Johnson, but he'll never play chopsticks. And that's probably the last time I'm on radio. I'm Oscar Buzz, and you isn't.
The Gold Coast Triple M takes no responsibility for anything Flan says. On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.
Spider spray.
Yeah, look, this is a tough one. I don't know really what I am spraying here, but I'm spraying a lot of different individuals and organisations. And I want to have a crack at the apprenticeship system. Now, I think the apprenticeship system in Australia when we were growing up was one of the great things. You know, quite a few of my mates who really weren't passionate about school, they're able to leave in year 10 or when they were 15 and start an apprenticeship. By the time we went to year 12, which we hated every moment of it, they were halfway or three quarters of the way through their apprenticeship.
Good point, man.
Earning good money and starting to build lives for themselves. And even at the end of year 12, after not having much success in those later years at school, I felt I was always behind, even though I was fortunate enough to play football. I think today, and talking to some young kids over the weekend, and there were some boys and some girls saying the lack of opportunity out there to get themselves into the trades, into different trades around Australia, they're finding it really tough. And they want to get on apprenticeships, they want to start apprenticeships, they want to be a part of the industry. You know, the whole government situation saying that by 2050 we're going to struggle with any form of these trades out there. We're not going to have enough trades as it is.
That's a great point you make, Pete. What would you have done if you couldn't have played footy, if you had some sort of injury? What apprenticeship would you have done?
I actually signed up to go through the Defence Force and be an electrician. And nice. I thought that was the way I wanted to go. But, you know, I've seen this firsthand. Pretty much like my stepson in a way, he started an apprenticeship. He was no good at school, started an apprenticeship, and he's a totally different kid right now.
Wow.
Absolutely opposite, piles apart to when he was going at school. I don't know why we cannot help a lot of our youth today by really supporting them and getting them into apprenticeships and getting them on the path that they're actually enjoying what they're doing, enjoying getting up, enjoying the responsibility of making their lunches and budgeting each and every week, enjoying being around other people that are like-minded in doing the trades they want to do. At the moment, apprenticeships are so hard. We need more people out there putting them on. We need more government help of making sure our kids today get the opportunity that we were given some 20, 30 years ago to be able to get into a workforce and not wasting 2 or 3 years at school. And a lot of teachers might say, yeah, it's a waste. It's not a waste. We are saving your time. We're saving the parents' time and we're saving the children's time if we actually get them into the workforce right now. And that's what they want to do. So for me, after talking to some kids over the weekend, I think we need to start looking at our apprenticeship program, our apprenticeship system throughout the government and throughout the hiring, and make sure we get these kids off and out of school into something they're very, very passionate about, because I see it firsthand and I know it absolutely does work when it's done right.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne. Just today, I was here over the weekend, just looking after my young fella. Well, actually, just being a dad. And Shree was away, but Nana and Grandad come over from New Zealand. And last night, Nana said, "No, no, I'll cook dinner. I'll cook dinner." So she did. And when she brought out sweets, it took me back to my childhood, and I just could not eat it. What I remember was it? I remember undies, my mum. We used to always, on the table, we used to have dinner every night at 5 o'clock. On the dot, 5 o'clock. No matter where you are, if you're playing out in the street, 5 o'clock dinner was served, and you'd always have your meat and veg, and then you'd always have a dessert.
Yeah.
And whenever mum dished up, like I loved ice cream, but when she dished up ice cream with canned peaches, it would make me dry reach.
Oh, serious?
I cannot have peaches, canned peaches, and Nana served them up last night. Took me back to when I was about 8, when I was trying to negotiate, how can I put these in my pocket so my mum thinks I've eaten them so I can leave the table. It was absolutely disgusting. And I used to try and feed them off to my sisters. Say, come on, tomorrow you have them. Debbie, come on. And I just can't eat peaches out of a can.
Wow. I love them. But the thing I can't eat out of a can is two fruits. They just managed to take two beautiful fruits and make them tasteless and put them in the can to hide them.
Well, what sort of fruits are these two?
One's, I think it's pear.
Yeah. Pear and peaches, but every now and then you can get the two fruits, which is the fruit salad style, and they'll put a red cherry in it.
Stupid red cherries.
Oh, yeah.
They're horrible.
But when you're growing up, what are those, and we want to ask the Triple M family out there, you know, what are those foods when you're growing up you just absolutely hated? Your mum and dad served up and it was like, Karen in Arundel, your mum and dad's cooking, what couldn't you stomach?
Oh, I've actually got three. I've got tripe. I remember seeing my mum, you know, cook the poor little rabbit, putting those in.
Oh,
it used to make me heave. And then spotted dick.
No.
What?
Okay, no, well, can you explain that for Spider?
Can you explain that? What is that?
Oh, look, it's like I've got to put it, it's like an old Scottish type of a recipe, and like, it just had like, I think, pig's blood or something in it.
No, that's black pudding.
Yeah.
Black pudding, yeah.
Isn't it fish?
Look,
it could be anything.
I'd have to Google it, but I remember my mum doing it.
Do not Google spotted dick.
Don't Google that. No. It sounds like something Charlie Sheen sought medical attention for.
Okay, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you very much. Debbie and Carrara, the foods from back in the day you can't stand.
Hi, how you going?
Good, yeah, good. Deb, that food that makes you go...
My mum used to dish up boiled chocos.
Okay, this is interesting. Boiled chocos, they just taste like water, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, there's no taste to a choco. In fact, I think that McDonald's used to use 50-50 choco and apple in their apple pies. I'm not know if they do anymore.
Right, okay.
Yeah, no, don't have fond memories. I've never revisited it as an adult myself.
Yeah.
Never dished it up to my kids.
And traditionally in Australia, the choco vine was grown over the outhouse. So enjoy, eat up.
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you, Debbie.
And that's the pleasure of having kids, is the fact that whatever our mums dished up and we didn't like, we should be dishing them up to our kids.
Brutal intergenerational torture is what you're advocating, yeah?
Trudy in Helensvale. Trudy, what's that one dish that you cannot eat now you're an adult that your mum or dad served up when you're a kid?
My mum had to put tongue on the table.
Tongue?
Whole.
Whole.
It was quite ceremonious. She would take the tongue out of the pot with a fork and place it gently on the table.
Unbelievable.
With all the little lumpy bumpies, and then she'd peel it in front of it.
Isn't it weird when you are putting taste buds on your taste buds?
Yeah, right.
I wonder, can the cow taste you as you eat it?
I'm sure it did. Vulgar. Absolutely vulgar. Oh,
it's just wrong. Apparently in fine restaurants they serve it sliced very thinly, but it doesn't make it any better.
No, it doesn't make it any better.
I'll have a tongue sandwich, thanks.
Good on you, Trudy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Here we go. It's aimed that year.
All All right, so the last couple of days, it's hard to keep track of name that year because we had Rod was away from the newsroom. He's back now. Ali's away this morning. Flan's in for Ali. Well, what is happening?
I'll tell you, there is only one common denominator.
Quite a morning.
All right, I understand that, but you know what?
We love it.
Okay, yeah, we do love it. But look, there is only one person who's sticking solid to this process of being here and being able to compete and yet not rewarded.
What do you mean being here? You're 2,000 kilometres away.
Rodney, I'm still here. I'm not playing golf when I've got COVID and crook, right? Okay. So, Flan, you're stepping in for Ali. Now, I'll send you, these are the rules and regulations around the greatest radio quiz in the Southern Hemisphere. At the moment, Ali is on 7. She is leading. I am on 5, and Rod McLeod has only won, who is a former champion of several times. This is like Serena Williams going out in the first round of the French Open. Wow. Okay, he has only won 3 games for the entire month of May with only 3 days to play.
Big deal.
So,
I've seen this before.
All you have to do is use your buzzer as your name. So your name is, you can use Ali.
I'll be Ali.
And you'll get a guess at the year this happened. Now, Ali needs to win today and she can get a name on the cup.
Ooh.
I am right up her clacker. Bit different to where we were the other day. I'm right up your clacker today. And Rod McLeod is staring both of us down.
All right. Okay. So are we ready to play?
On my word.
Name that year.
Yes.
It lies on the border of Nepal and Tibet. It has always had a special place in British mountaineering.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, I think if I was mountaineering, I'd lay on the border of Nepal and wherever they sit as well.
So, you know, I'm taking a tuk-tuk to, right to the border of Nepal and India at the end of the year.
Sensational trip.
Anyway.
You will look ridiculous in the tuk-tuk. You already own a tuk-tuk. You drive it around Sanctuary Cove.
Name that year on this day, Sir Edmund Hillary.
Rod, the newsreader.
Yeah. Oh, here it is.
Look at this.
He conquered Everest with his Sherpa.
Tenzing Norgay.
1953.
Wow.
Well done, this is an easy game, isn't it?
Well done, Rodney.
Impressive young man.
He's very nice.
He's back. He's back in a big way. All right. Are we ready to go with this one? Today is International Paperclip Day. Name that year.
Today we're making paperclip heart rings without tools. Mm. All you're going to need are a few household objects and your regular size paperclips.
So that tutorial went on for about 46 minutes. We unfortunately don't have time to play it all. But what year did Samuel B. Fay invent the paperclip?
Spider.
Oh.
Look. It's one of the greats, and we've seen when people go, what did they trade up one day from a paperclip to a house about 20 years ago or something?
Yeah. Oh. Up to a Porsche, I think.
Was it a Porsche?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then so many other radio stations have tried to copy and always failed, including one on the Gold Coast.
We had a crack over the road too.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, funny. Spider, 1938.
No.
Rob, the newsreader?
Yes.
I'm thinking 1887.
Ooh, he's gone early there with Admiral.
Samuel B. Fay.
I'm going to go 1920.
It's not right. It was 1867.
Rodney!
Oh, he is back.
Is back ferociously.
The new paper clips arrived, Ian.
do you want to do a clean sweep?
Yeah, why not?
Just to show
Rodney
them.
Rodney wears them in his hair, don't you?
That's right. The remaining 3 strands of hair that I have.
Keep them out of your eyes when you're eating.
It's a chance to clean sweep right here. Name that year.
When ABC called and asked me to explain my egregious and unforgivable tweet.
So that's Roseanne Barr.
She
was quite vocal in a particular year and had her show cancelled.
Funny you mentioned that because that was off a tweet. I was supposed to do a function on Saturday night and I got sacked off that from a tweet I sent out 13 years ago.
Okay, this is a bit triggering for you, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that why you looked as happy as can be?
No, I missed out on cash.
Yes, it was a cashy. No cash here.
Look, that was probably about 94.
when Twitter wasn't around?
Yeah, Rod the newsreader. Considering Twitter was first around in 2007, that's a remarkable achievement, Roseanne. Yeah. No, well done.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Wow. Years ahead.
I think she just wrote on a bird in text.
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon bird. About 2014, Al.
No. Oh, he's good. He's very, very good. Ali's going to go in the middle there. I'm going to go 2010.
It's 2018.
What a
clean pair of
heels. You have pulled down our pants, Rob McLeod.
No, I'm not impressed.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.